This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're continuing here, by the way, with the final third of our episode. If you'll have UFOtoday.com, I was thinking of the newspaper. You got me all confused here.
That's the whole idea, to have it be associated with something that is high profile so that it can help to improve its image. But before the break there, you were making the point about watching the videos and understanding what's going on and the points that people make in order to determine how reasonable some of these claims are.
Right. And I also seen a lot of debunking of stories, especially the 9/11 stories. If you post something like that, you see people that came from nowhere, and that if you try to investigate about their profile, you see that there's not much there, which makes me believe in a lot of cases that there's some efforts, organized efforts, to debunk things. And this is also goes for UFOs. So, unfortunately, it's very hard to control people's opinion. The only way we can improve it is just post things and let people be the judge.
Right. That takes a lot of work for people to go through a lot of that, though, too. So, back to sort of maybe the point that Glittering Badger was making. Well, in today's media-filled world, especially with online content, there is just so much information out there and so many points of view. And some of these conspiracy theories go really, really deep. You have to understand a lot of technology and how things work in order to even begin to determine whether or not their claims should be taken seriously. And a lot of people just don't have time for that. So, you know, kind of how are we supposed to wade through that and find out what is and isn't worth taking into consideration?
Yeah, that's true. I always go by the common sense. That's first for me. Even with the 9/11, I kept asking myself from first day, why would Al-Qaeda want to do something like that? What is their motives? And I could not answer that. It doesn't make sense. So things happened. We led to believe to a lot of things, but it just doesn't make sense. There have been cover-ups. If you look at the Pentagon, we like to believe that a plane crashed into the Pentagon on 9/11. There's no proof of that. It never happened, actually. And I have an article on my website about it. And not just that, some TV networks were posting things about it that were taken. It was taken away right away after that. So definitely, cover-ups are happening, and we're not being told everything. So we have to use our own judgment.
One of the things that I do in terms of using my own judgment is I'll look at these claims. I'm one of the people who do actually take the time to look into them further, to question them, and to go, okay, well, for every claim that says, oh, this happened this way, and if it sounds fairly contentious or fantastical, I'll just type into the search engines, whatever that is, debunked. Because I will look at it, and I don't think debunking should be ignored. I think people who have reasons to believe that some claims are false also deserve to be listened to. And so I've done that. I've done that with the 9/11, and I've done that, you know, with the Pentagon, the part of 9/11. And there is some questions there that still bother me. And yet, I don't think there's any question that the way that the buildings collapsed and so on was the result of the damage that was done from whatever impacted those buildings. And there's people that say, well, it wasn't an airplane. But when you go to look, you can actually find people who worked in the building who survived it and saw the airplane crash into the building while they were in the building. So, I mean, how can you say it wasn't an airplane then when you have actual people like that who were there when it happened and saw it. I mean, it's some of these just go too far out there for me.
I haven't seen one person that say that, but I'm really interested in my website. If there's other opinions, I would love to hear them. And
oh, yeah, sure.
I would let anybody post whatever they think.
Right.
And then the readers can decide.
What is your most, you know, I guess it's UFOs. I guess today that's your most interesting topic for you personally. And the other things are connected by way of sort of.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not easy to come by real UFO stories. And also it's very much time consuming. So I'm trying not to post things that are fake. So if there is something that I think is fake, it's not going to be there. Hopefully other people will do the same. And we will make some way to indicate what people think of articles there.
Well, one thing I like is that you're open to the idea that there are other opinions and other options. And you're encouraging people to say, okay, well, if you've got something that contradicts this, then post it up. Then get it up there so that people can see. So you actually would welcome a skeptical point of view as much as
also,
you know.
To some extent, I answer comments. I've been on 9/11. I had a discussion with somebody in global warming. Again, I'm not doing it full time, so I'm it's limited in the time I can put in it, but I do allow any opinion. If somebody thinks something, they're welcome to write it, they're welcome to post it.
Well, that's actually good. So it's not strictly just, you know, a site that's out there to promote nonsense. It's out there to try and sift through things as best as possible and things that are not just your everyday run-of-the-mill news, things that are a little more...
We are alternative.
Yes.
Well, alternative news.
Okay. What is your sort of favorite aspect of the whole UFO phenomenon? Like, which part of it sort of is most interesting to you?
I'm not sure. I think the fact that there might be aliens somewhere, that is fascinating. And again, as I mentioned before, if you have a UFO, it was made somewhere, and that somewhere have a civilization with a lot of UFOs, a lot of aliens. So if you believe that a UFO is a real phenomenon, you need to check with yourself and figure what's the implications. So
so for you, it's the idea that there is actually some sort of an alien culture out there.
Outside intelligence that is interacting with us.
Interesting. So, I mean, it's not, for some people, it's like, well, we want to know how they work. They want to know all about the technology. We want to be able to take it apart and see how they work. And then sort of where they come from is separate from that. And then thinking about, well, you know, their whole civilization and culture, you know, that whole other issue on top of it as well. So, you know, what do you think then if there's an alien civilization out there that are sending craft here to study us, what do you think they hope to gain?
Well, I think we're not so important to them. If you think about, you know, these sets that you can buy with ants, and you can have the nest and everything, and you can see how they work, and they bring their food in the tunnels, but the ants don't know that you're looking at them. They don't really care about you, but they're not aware of you. So I think we're probably some kind of a game for the aliens, or maybe an experiment. I don't think we really matter.
We're just another species to them.
Maybe like a pet or something.
So like some of, and here we go, Gene, with, okay, Star Trek reference. We had the, you know, the one movie where they were, the aliens were coming to Earth and they weren't looking for people, they were looking for whales.
Yeah. So Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, directed by Mr. Spock. Okay. We've got more. You see, I know all this stuff, you see.
Yeah.
I have no idea why I know it or what value it has, but sometimes a little trivia goes a long way.
Sure
Why
does.
Say that? Yovav, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Leaving the question right now is there intelligent life on Earth? Forgetting these crazy creatures we call human beings. I'm being serious here, folks.
Yeah, well,
is there intelligent life on Earth? And if not, why not?
Well, to some extent, yes. I think Trump is really an evidence for this. Some people don't get it, though. So
I don't.
Perspective.
You like Trump?
I think he's a genius.
Oh, God. Well, he's, you know, that might, be right true, things. But a genius at what is another question. I'm not really sure what. The art of the deal, perhaps.
The deal, the peace with the North Korea, the improvements of the economy, the way he brings business to the U.S. And he's just a genius, but I think in a lot of places, maybe including Canada, the communications and the news agency are controlled by people who are having different views, different interests.
I would say thankfully so, personally, but I mean, we have different views on Trump, obviously. Well, we don't want to get too much into politics here. And, you know, all I can say about that is that, you know, they have elections down in the U.S. there. And, you know, hopefully when his time is up, he'll drift off out of the picture and we'll have somebody else that's equally as intelligent or better, hopefully, take over down there and lead the country rather than a, you know, a reality TV show, real estate billionaire magnate. I just, let's just move on from Trump altogether.
Well, Pocahontas not going to do it.
You know, understand, folks, you know, I didn't initiate a discussion about politics. Not at all. I did not. It's Yovav's fault. It's Randall's fault. I make no opinions about the one, the only Trump.
But that brings a question, though. I do think that the president do have access to some of this information. And I wonder if there's really a good reason not to share it with everybody. And that's a good question. I think JFK was trying to find out. Then something happened. So I don't know. Seems like other people control these things.
That's a pretty crazy conspiracy theory.
I like Trump so much because he's not controlled by, at least we think he's not controlled by people with money.
No, he is the person with money. but you know, the thing is, all of that about him, what I would say is that he doesn't come across to me as the kind of person who, if he actually knew that the U.S. in some place had this technology going and knew about this, that he wouldn't want to get in on it somehow and find some way to make it work for himself.
I think so, too. I think so, too. Really, it's hard to tell, you know, if he or if presidents even have access to this. Maybe there's presidents come and go. Maybe there's higher classified information that's not shared with the government.
The president down there, from what I understand, he can have whatever he wants. All he's got to do is ask for it. He's the commander in chief. He might not know about it. He might not know what to ask for. But if he does know what to ask for, then he has to be given it. Or she, if there should come to be one.
Millions of dollars going to research of UFOs, and nobody knew about it. It's like it kept quiet. Go figure, you know?
Right. Well, that's low on the radar for a person in the president's position. But, I mean, like I was saying, I can't see a guy like Trump. If he really wanted to know, I can't see anything stopping him because that's just how he is.
Yeah, but you have to bear in mind something here, too. It may well be that when a president takes office, takes the oath of office, and the guy with the briefcase and the nuclear codes comes aboard, somebody takes him aside and says, here are things you will not ask about. And if you ask about them, that's going to be it for you.
Yeah, but then what? I mean, that would be, then who's really running the country then, Gene? That gets into even more of a conspiracy.
You
the
know,
president's the top guy.
It could be that the aliens controlling us without knowing.
Well,
maybe they're among us and controlling everything. But you see, that's the reason Trump created the Space Force. So maybe it's a way to expose it. Just maybe the first step.
Well, Jan Harzan, when he was on as our last guest, he was saying he believes that all of this is what he kind of called a sort of a trickle type of disclosure. and the drips are coming faster, he says. And he's actually predicting, I think, Gene, didn't he say somewhere June 2019, middle of the summer sometime, we're going to get some kind of disclosure?
I've lost track of all the claims about disclosure. Oh, we're going to have disclosure. Isn't that great? Yes, it's going to be disclosure. We're going to have things to disclose. I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah, predictions.
I don't believe it. I do not believe it. That's our problem.
But you do believe that there's something going on, of course. You've been doing this for so many years now.
Well, something is going on, my friend. But I have no idea why these things, shall we say, continue in this crazy, quote, fashion. I have no idea the real source. I have no idea to what degree we folks are being fooled to believe something that we shouldn't believe that really isn't happening.
And that's what we try to sort out here to some degree, which, you know, that's why we get sort of the hard questions like the ones from Glittering Badger, from myself. You know, we're trying to sort this out. We want to know what's really happening. We're the people out there who look at sites like yours and go, well, what is really going on with it then? If it's our job out here to say, okay, we'll read it and decide for ourselves, then, you know, we need that evidence.
I've seen in my research that a lot of, surprisingly, NASA astronauts are talking about these things and things that are very high in command. And I don't know if you guys saw this video with the missile that is being, there's a video of a UFO shooting laser or something on a missile that had a nuclear dummy head. So, I mean, these things are amazing, and it's happening. It's just the information is there. You just need to have the time and the will to look.
Well, the thing I always wonder about here when we get to military is, do they have something to disclose? They can't say we have these things going on flying in the skies and they invade our airspace and we haven't got a clue. Or using the words from one particular movie, we haven't got a damn clue about what these things are. They can't say that, because if they say that, then they look foolish. And of course, there's always a danger of some kind of panic. Before our advertisers panic. Yovav, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump slams the media for reporting that TSA workers have been calling out sick in huge numbers during the ongoing partial government shutdown. Meanwhile, the press secretary for Homeland Security says security operations at airports have not been impacted by a non-existent sick out. Still, a TSA union official says about 150 TSA workers called in sick on Friday at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City alone. More on the shutdown as the blame game for it continues. Democrats continue to blame President Trump. Here's what U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen had to say in the Democrats' weekly address.
The president told the country he would be proud to shut down the government and proud to assume full responsibility for the shutdown. Now he's pointing fingers at everyone but himself.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Yo, Vav, you had a response to what I said, please.
Yeah, there was, that was, I think, 10 years ago, a UFO over the Chicago O'Hara airport. It was completely covered up. And then, I think last year, there was a movie about it. It's not, it was not mentioning that it's about it, but it's called UFO, and it's concerning, you know?
Right. You're talking about the one where there was some people off at the one end of the runway saw a craft actually go up through the clouds and kind of, how they described it, kind of punched a hole in the clouds somehow.
And immediately there was different stories about how it didn't happen and how people were not, like, seeing things. This showing you that there is a very strong debunking powers that work around, and it's not easy to see the whole picture, but that's why we need more free opinion so we can decide for ourselves.
Of course, then now we're back to the whole process where there's so much free opinion out there now on the internet that the internet is just chock full of so many different points of view on top of things that are just blatantly fabricated that it's becoming really, really hard to discern what's worth paying attention to and what's not. And so I think that's some of the concern with your site. You know, if you want it to be successful, then it needs to do more than just present people's opinions and stories. I think it also needs, well, that rating factor that you were talking about, I think that's a really good idea. You know,
so I'm planning to do that.
Yeah, because then people say who have more credibility in the field and are used to writing, they can go there and they can say, well, look, you know, this makes more sense than another one. And that might be something that could really help. You know, a credibility rating system somehow. I'm not exactly sure how.
You see, I think that more information is better than less information. So even though if you do get fake stories and you do fake, you get some stories that are not completely investigated, I think it's better than not getting the information. So you can at least go through it and decide what makes sense to you. Because if you end up people not having posting things, then it's harder to tell. And also debunking is really hard because it's being done really professionally. So when you talk to people that are not aware of these things, they hear something that was debunked and they completely lost their opinion.
Right.
It's a problem.
Yeah, well, that's happened to me in cases, and then I've come back. Like the Washington, D.C. 1952 cases. So, that was a really good flap, sightings, number of sightings around Washington, D.C. back in 52. And then out came the photograph that turned out to be just lenses, and it was all explained scientifically as to exactly what that picture was. So I thought, well, okay, so that picture is actually not really worth anything in terms of proving that it actually happened.
And that's why I'm skeptical. When somebody says that something is known to be fake, I give it a second thought. I'm not sure that that's the case, you know? So unless I'm convinced, I'm not going to put it in the website. But if I'm thinking this is possible or there's high chance or it's logical, I'll put it there.
Well, some years later, I came back upon that case and revisited it and realized that there was a whole bunch of other evidence besides that picture.
Mm.
But for so long, all I had seen is that picture that had been debunked, that to me, well, the whole sighting had been debunked. Then once I started to delve into it and realized all of the other evidence that they had on it, I had a complete turnaround. And I thought, well, just because there's this one picture that is obviously misleading, that people have been shown in so many examples to make them believe in the cause, doesn't mean you know what I'm saying, right? It doesn't mean the whole
thing. What happened with the Mona Lisa story, with the mothership on the moon? It sounds crazy, and nobody thinks it's real. But if you look into the details, if you read the material, you see that there's really nothing that contradicts it.
I'm shaking my head, though. I'm like one of those people going, I don't know, man. But then again, I was just as skeptical about this 9/11 thing. I decided to have another look at it, and there's this thing called the ball that this guy is talking about in the video, and I'm trying to find a place where that is debunked, and I'm not finding it. It does look like this object was there.
Yeah.
You know, and this if you follow the links, there's an engineer who rebuilt the whole thing in a 3D modeling program and tracked the trajectory of this thing, whatever it was. And it looks exactly like the same trajectory that they're saying the aircraft took that hit the tower. But in the video, the live video, this thing doesn't look like an airliner. It looks like
it wasn't TV once.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is kind of odd.
It's hard to find a good quality of this video anymore. It used to be. Unfortunately, I didn't save it. But it's very hard to get a good quality of that video.
So who knows? I guess, who knows what we're getting out there? And, you know, what I'm really hoping to see with UFO Today in the future is that it does make more of an effort to try to sort out the signal from the noise and to bring us stories and reasons we should believe in things, but also reasons maybe we shouldn't believe in things, and that people out there will participate on both the skeptical side and on the side of the believers, so that we can help to really figure out what's going on. I'd really like to see it become
more of a people that really do have the information and they don't have channels to publish it. They will not think twice and just post it. They could even create a profile not under the name and do it. So hopefully we can see valid information there.
Except those terms and conditions of yours say that you have to use true information when you're signing up. So, are you saying it's okay? Yeah. It's okay to people to use the pseudonym when they sign up. Is that okay?
To do what?
Is it okay for people to use a pseudonym when they sign up? Like another name, an alternate name?
I'm saying if somebody have information, let's say pictures of aliens.
Right.
I guess it would be nice to see if somebody claims the copyright for that.
Well, it would be nice to see if some, you know, someone come out and just say, look, here it is. I've got the official evidence.
That's my point. So, but right now, I don't know if there's channels where people can post videos. YouTube is very much censored for a lot of things. And even videos that are being posted are just disappearing. It happens more and more. Hopefully, you can see materials like this popping up.
Well, that would be nice. What we're seeing now is, say, you know, guys like Elizondo, who got the video of the Tic Tac UFO, going out and making deals with people like the To the Stars Academy, so that he can get into talking. And it looks to me like he's trying to exploit it rather than just get it out there to the people. And the To the Stars people have had this slow disclosure and promises and trying to raise money for their corporation. And I think that the format that you've got going here is really much better than that. But we need the people, or at least you need the people, to get out there and participate in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And thank you again for doing this.
Gene, is there anything else you'd like to cover before we wrap up the show here? Because we must be getting fairly close to the
We're getting fairly last, close, and I want to kind segment. Of I want to kind of look at the future of what you're doing over there at ufotoday.com. I am amazed by the way you got that domain.
Yeah, that's a real
feeling. Yeah, well, you must have pulled something here because you were lucky. I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
It's a good domain.
So who did you pay off?
No, I was actually very lucky. I just paid $12 for it.
You paid because nobody else dollars? Saw it? And also, you seem to be, is this really a one-man band? And I'll ask you more about that in a moment. Yovav, Gene, and Randall, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, I'm looking over your site. You wrote everything on the site. You don't have any contributors. Nobody helps you out.
Well, just one, yeah.
Or you have one helper.
You know what you should do, Yovav, is come on over to the Paracast forums and post some stuff there, and then maybe that will help to get people over to your site as well, and you do some sort of, you know, cross-posting kind of thing. That might help.
Sounds like a good plan, and I'm also going to promote your website on my website, of course.
That sounds good.
I did see here the name of Cassandra. She's your assistant?
No, she just signed up by herself and posted some things. This is what anybody can do. But unfortunately, I did not put much energy and funding in marketing. So this is probably the first interview that actually talk about this website. So hopefully it will gain momentum.
So does everyone who signs up get a nice big picture like yourself and Cassandra there?
Yeah, you can upload it.
So, really?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. Like, this really is, looking at it, a good way to for other people in the ufology community to get out there and get some more promotion for themselves.
In the first place, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm planning to extend some more functionality to make abilities to interact with the users, but that will come next when I have a little bit more traffic in the website.
So you've got this fabulous domain and a great idea, and now it's just a matter of building it over time.
I guess. So
are you going to stick with it? Is it going to be around in 10 years?
Oh, yeah.
You're only saying you're only 45? Did I hear that right?
I'm 42. I just turned
42. 42. Yeah, well, you've got lots of time ahead. You're just a young guy compared to Gene and I. So it's actually good to see someone, you know, that much younger out there trying to make an effort. It's constructive. I mean, people are always going to be critical. That's just what you have to deal with when you try to create something, especially when it's in the field of the contentious and conspiracy theories and UFOs and all the rest of it. So it's not going to be necessarily as easy as you probably hope it would be, but if you stick with it, then who knows, could become really very successful at some point.
Yeah, that's the hope. And, you know, I think pictures are sometimes a lot more than words. I try to make this website rich. So when you post something, you can put pictures and videos and I'm not limiting you on what you can do or not do. It's totally your responsibility. So it makes it possible for anybody just to post articles that look nice and interesting to read. And I try also not to put like commercials inside the article itself. So when you read it, it's just straight article.
It's easy to follow. It's not overbearing. It doesn't block out entire portions of text with some flashing banner ad, which is really good. Those kind of websites I don't even go to. If that starts happening, I'm off of them right away. So, all I could advise at this point that could be helpful is sort of like Glittering Badger. You get people who want something that is quality, that helps to us to separate out the nonsense from the stuff that we should be focusing on, because it's actually got some semblance of reality behind it more than just belief.
That's true.
And so hopefully that will happen. And what else have you got planned for this year?
Hopefully Glitter Badger will start posting as well.
What else have you got planned for this year?
No, the year just started.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, maybe to move back to the U.S.
Well, where are you from in the first place? You mentioned Israel.
I'm originally from Israel. That's my name is Hebrew. I immigrated to the U.S. about 12 years ago.
Okay. I imagine that was probably a lot more relaxed and peaceful than it was in Israel.
Not really. People tend to think that. And this is, again, going back to mainstream media. In Israel, it's very much controlled, even more than here or the U.S. So really, they just talk about these things a lot more than they should. So,
and it was in Israel that you had your UFO sighting as a youngster.
It is, yeah.
Did you see a shadow toy?
We did a trip to the U.S. when I was a kid, and we went to NASA. And
oh, a shuttle toy, like the space shuttle.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the foam thing with the rubber, so you can fly it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing looks like a shuttle. I'd be damned. I think our skies are being scanned the whole time, and I don't have another explanation, because right after we played with this toy, this thing came on. Seems like it checked what happened, where it came from.
And you said it was small, right? Like volleyball or basketball size.
Now I'm thinking that probably it's some kind of a drone, but we did not have drones back then. That was 85, I think. So there was no drones. It definitely did not make any sound.
How far away do you think it was?
About 10 feet from the ground. And
wow. So yeah, this was close up.
We couldn't reach it. We jumped and we couldn't reach it. And we just followed it until it just continued to move slowly and disappeared. It was pretty amazing.
That is amazing. How did it disappear?
It just went behind a fence that we couldn't go through.
Okay. That is really quite bizarre. So,
but
I mean,
I always have the feeling that it's related to that game we played with that foam shuttle.
Now, people would say, okay, the first thing that would come to mind is some kind of a balloon. And most kids can tell the difference between a balloon and something else. What would you say differentiated this thing? Did it drift with the wind or against?
You know, I remember that it did have some kind of something that looks like a black plastic bag on top of it. It was like, it doesn't look like a space shuttle metal UFO, but it did have some metal in it. It was spinning really strange and with no sound and moving really slow. Strange stuff. No explanation.
Interesting. And of course, there was the, what was it, the Temple on the Mount had the...
That was really strange too.
Well, that got debunked, of course, but and they showed people how they did it and everything else, right? So
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. They had big glass panels, and they were able to video through it and shine lights in a certain way that made it look – people actually did a recreation of it to show how it could be done. So, but that was pretty intriguing for a while. It caught a lot of attention.
That's interesting. Are you sure you're not a debunker yourself?
Oh, I'm a ufologist is what I am. I'm a genuine ufologist.
He's a 44-carat ufologist.
You never know.
100%. Or 99.4400% ufologist. Yova, tell our listeners, please, if they need to find more of the stuff you do, where do they go?
UFOtoday.com.
There we go. You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for two official Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, a group, and a community or something like that.
Of course, with Facebook, you hardly know whether to trust them anymore. But give it a try. We also have the Paracast Plus. What's that all about? Well, Paracast Plus is the answer to lots of people, including those who follow the official Paracast channel on YouTube, about all those ads. Why so many ads? Can't you cut the ads out? It's a network radio show. And network radio shows in the U.S. have a certain number of ads. It's all computerized. We can't change it. That's why we break at a specific time. But we got permission about 4 years ago, a little over four years ago, to offer a version of the show free of the network ads for a modest subscription fee. We also offer the After the Paracast podcast, which, as regular listeners know, is totally, completely unpredictable because we have no idea going into it where things might lead. And it could be kind of freaky, could be kind of fun. For more information about Paracast Plus, go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com. That's where you go for simple sign-up instructions. A reminder, prices start at just $1.49 a week. It's $4.99 a month. If you go for 5 years and a lifetime, we give you free stuff. You know all about that free stuff, right? It's been a fun show. New friend of the show. We're kind of happy, really happy, to have introduced him. Yovav, thank you so much for joining us on kind of short notice on the Paracast.
Thank you, guys. Great pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.